Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow. A real person.
Yep. I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over. And I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, combining raw power with precision engineering, all backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. Climb inside a Tundra and experience the uncompromising strength. With its available iForce Max engine, the Tundra delivers exceptional power, torque, and towing capacity. Plus, the spacious and high-tech cabin keeps you connected on the run. Or check out a Tacoma. Agile, dependable, and unstoppable. The Tacoma's designed for those who go beyond the trails. Stay ahead of the pack with available off-road features like crawl control. Or break out your tunes with the available portable JBL speaker. Toyota trucks are built to last, year after year, mile after mile. So outlast every adventure and outlive the moment. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com, the official website for deals. Or stop by your local Toyota dealer to find out more. Toyota, let's go places.
All right, great producing work by Charlie Borges to start. Fitting song, Wish You Were Here by Pink Floyd. I didn't wish Aaron Rodgers here. In fact, I wanted him anywhere but here before the season started because I thought it would be a waste of time with a 40-year-old geriatric quarterback to go about your way in the NFL. Well, so far, through half a dozen games, I was wrong. And that was Mike Tomlin talking about his experience thus far with Aaron Rodgers as his quarterback. Aaron Rodgers, the furthest person down on my list of Steelers' concerns and problems coming off of their disappointing, embarrassing loss in Cincinnati. And Aaron Rodgers being here tees up one of the biggest, most anticipated regular season games in Steelers' history because it's all about him. It's not often that one of the 10 best quarterbacks in the NFL gets to play against his former team. Joe Montana did that, Kansas City, San Francisco. Tom Brady did that, Tampa Bay Bucks versus Patriots. Peyton Manning did that, Denver Broncos versus Indianapolis Colts. That's about where that list ends. Brett Favre, too, versus, although some people don't think Brett Favre is a top 10 quarterback.
Did you say Big Russie?
No, I'm not going to include Russ in there.
By the way, Aaron Rodgers, to use another song, he's more turned Art Rooney Avenue into a little Electric Avenue with the jolt he's provided to this offense to just bring things full circle here.
So I'm happy Aaron Rodgers is here to start my thought on the game that's all about him on Sunday. 14 touchdowns, 5 interceptions through 6 games. Chris, if you project that out over 17 games,
it's 40 touchdowns.
He's on pace right now to set the Steelers' single season passing touchdown record.
Pretty easily, too.
Pretty easily, exactly. Ben's got the record.
Was it 34?
34 in 2018.
Yeah, he's on pace to do it comfortably. He's the only quarterback in the NFL this year with multiple 4 touchdown games. Do you know that one?
That's a great one. I did not, actually.
He's the only... this might have changed, I guess. I'm pretty sure I saw it after this week's games concluded. But at least for a time, and I think still, he's the only quarterback who's got multiple games with four touchdown passes.
If you would have told me at any point during the long, drawn-out soap opera that was the courtship of Aaron Rodgers, that when it's all said and done, all this time spent waiting and waiting and waiting, it's going to yield him doing the football equivalent of shooting your age in golf.
Yeah.
40 touchdowns at 41. I would have said, get the hell out of here, man.
Well, you'd have been buying Super Bowl tickets.
There's no, when thinking about
like what the defense was
could
be
or supposed to be, best defense in the NFL saying, on paper.
Give me Super Bowl 60 tickets. They're going to go.
Right.
Like, this guy's going to play, at least from a productivity standpoint, he's going to play at a borderline MVP level. Because you throw 40 touchdowns in a season, you're automatically in that conversation, whether you throw 5 picks or 15 picks.
Your team needs to be really, really good, but yeah, I mean, you're
well, usually if you throw 40, you know, 40 touchdowns, your team probably is pretty good, unless you're, what, famous Jameis and you're throwing
30 picks.
Or how
about Joe Burrow last year? They missed the playoffs and he did that.
Point is,
this team might do that.
You never would have anticipated with this defense that they would ever be compared to or seem reminiscent of last year's Bengals. Because on paper, they were supposed to be the antithesis.
I think you just, I didn't even think about this being our biggest topic from talking about him today. You just sprung to mind something unbelievable. Aaron Rodgers is on pace to throw 40 touchdown passes. And I still don't think the Steelers are that good of a team. Think about how crazy that is. They've got a quarterback who is going to be, right now, is in the conversation to lead the NFL in passing touchdowns.
Mm-hmm.
And I still look at them and I'm like, I don't know, man. I don't see this defense getting stops. I don't see this defense holding up their end of the bargain the rest of the way.
It's very difficult.
That is wild, man. That's nuts.
Did you hear what Starkey apparently said yesterday on his show? That they need to like...
He played Mulsey the Snowman about 15 times. Is that what you're alluding to?
No, actually.
And he cuts off
the end. And then we won a Marconi
end.
Award, and so Joe is taking a victory lap.
He cuts off the end because he's still embarrassed by the
George McPhee thing.
And not saying he once made 9 straight threes, which was one of the great lyrical gaffes.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
Well, the only musical gaffe in the station's history because we're not pumping out hits. But anyways, you were saying about Starkey? He made a comment?
I guess to just that point of, your point is, you're not even sure they're very good at this point because of how bad the defense has been. Think about what he said yesterday, and I'm paraphrasing. He essentially thinks that the best course of action for the Steelers, and I think it was in the context of like the trade deadline and trying to find another wide receiver,
yeah,
was to double and triple down on offense. Because your defense has become so untrustworthy. Think about that statement. Yep. Now, granted, most people would have said you need to trade for offense anyway. You've allocated so much to defense. But that wasn't his rationale. His rationale was like, this might be your only meal ticket here if you want to make noise.
Right.
That is an unbelievable indictment of the other side of the ball. Anyway, I feel like I have gotten you off track here.
No, you're not. As you're saying that, I'm still coming back to Aaron Rodgers. I know it's a different day and age. So Bradshaw winning the MVP in 78, the numbers are just not going to look the same. Yes, there is a long way to go. We're not even at the halfway point of the season. But he's really not that far off from putting together the best quarterback year by a Steeler ever. I mean, I would say Bradshaw in 78 is the leader in the clubhouse just because he won the MVP award for it.
Mm-hmm.
But Rodgers is going to dwarf those numbers because football in 2025 doesn't look like football in the late 1970s.
Yep.
So, I mean, if you're willing to say, you know, this brand of football has been played for the last 20 or 25 years, which would encompass all of Ben's seasons... Ben didn't put up great numbers when he won Super Bowls. The 08 stats weren't good. He got sacked a million times. I think it was 17 touchdowns, 15
picks.
The
08 season, you can make a pretty easy argument, was his worst statistical regular season. He just had the same Midas touch for big moments when they needed him.
05, he missed a bunch of games, and I don't even think he threw 20 touchdown passes. That was only his second year.
He didn't throw 20 touchdowns in either Super Bowl year. Do you know that?
Yeah. Well, I do now. I just reminded myself of that. I haven't maybe articulated that point, but obviously I knew that subconsciously because he was still so young and in so early in his career.
They were still running. They were running an offense that still wasn't asking him to do as much. They were just asking him to be sharper with it. Which he had 17 touchdowns in both of his Super Bowl winning seasons.
I mean, I would say 2014.
Okay.
Might be his best year.
I think by passer rating, it's either that or 2007. 07, they liked him a lot.
2014, he led the league in passing yards.
Correct. In 2007,
and it was 32 touchdowns to 9 picks.
He was still only throwing for 210 yards a game. He was throwing for 310 a game in 14. They had put more on his plate by then, and he was executing it at a high level.
The offense isn't built here for Aaron Rodgers to get to close to 5,000 yards, even with the extra game, I don't think.
Right.
But he can get by 32 touchdown passes, no problem.
Just a very and, much more efficient.
And given the way he generally, for his entire career, has protected the football, the best to ever do it, it's not out of the question that he throws fewer than 9 interceptions the rest of the way.
I don't think
they'll get to 11 wins like that team. That team didn't win a playoff game. They got beat at home by Baltimore.
They'd have to win at least one or two games, I'd say, down the stretch that no one expects them to win.
But think about it, man. Like, it's almost Halloween, and I think the close to universal opinion on the Steelers is Aaron Rodgers is the reason why they're a relevant football team. They're a competitive football team, and they're a team that you have to take semi-seriously.
I would agree with that.
Aaron Rodgers. Not TJ Watt. Not Mike Tomlin's defense. Not the running game is like ass kickers. None of that.
No, the old quarterback turning back the clock.
Yes.
That's what it is for them right now. I mean, it's the only reason that Bengals game got close again. Oh, I should point out Mike Tomlin's one stop that his defense got.
And it's the reason why I would give them like a puncher's chance in their next two big games. This one against Green Bay, which obviously has huge emotional, sentimental parts of it, but also the pack. Well, think about it this way. This is just like going back to Ben's season 04, obviously against much more higher marquee teams, but they're playing the number one seed in the NFC this week, and they're playing the number one seed in the AFC next week at home. In back-to-back weeks.
The Packers aren't the number one seed in the NFC.
Yeah, they are.
That's right. They have one tie.
They have the tie.
That's right. I forgot.
They're the number one seed, and the Colts are the number one seed. And the biggest reason why I give them a shot in either one of those games is...
They can win a shootout.
The guy who thinks that he can't wear or can't listen to...
Bluetooth.
Yeah, because it'll screw his brain up. Or they'll intercept his conversations or whatever he's listening to.
Yes.
Yeah. Does he think birds are not real? Is he one of those guys?
Wait, there's a whole birds are not real contingent of people?
Charlie, tell him about what's going on with birds. People don't believe they're real. It's
Ronald Reagan made computer birds to spy on people, to spy on the...
Well, that sounds like just some James Bond type stuff.
On the
Soviets. Like some real, yeah, Cold War stuff.
Yeah.
Did you guys know there's a small community of people that think birds are fake.
Earth is flat, whole thing.
Yeah.
Did you know that Randy Johnson...
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Who, like Ken Griffey Jr., has become a sports photographer. He's got his own photography company. Do you know what the logo for it is?
Is it him killing that bird?
It's Randy Johnson Photography or whatever. It's a bird upside down like it's been killed with little X's over the eyes. And I think that's terrific. Couple updates here on little things that I claimed were true. And in this case, I was right. Rodgers is still the only quarterback this year to 4 touchdown games. It's only happened 10 times. He's responsible for 2 of them. And then the other thing that I wanted to say, just with you talking about Rodgers as like the reason that they're 4-2 and not worse, this goes back to something I said yesterday that I think we kind of glossed over. Even though I feel worse about them and the whole glass half full, if they drag their carcass to the playoffs again and it's mainly on his arm,
yep,
I know he's got a reputation for suddenly becoming a conservative to a fault quarterback in playoff games.
Yeah.
He gets a touch of Mike Tomlin disease in him, but I would still, just with a whole season of backing, be like, well, that's why they have a better chance to win one of these, because he might just go off for 295 and 3 touchdowns or 4 touchdowns and just win a shootout.
How do Steelers fans feel about Aaron Rodgers now? I mean, we literally spent months debating whether this was a good decision to bring him here or not. He is one of the most lightning rod polarizing athletes in the entire world. He happens to be your quarterback right now. He's playing in one of the biggest games of his career right here in Pittsburgh on Sunday. So if we can't get your thoughts on Aaron Rodgers, then you probably don't have opinions on anything if you don't want to talk about him. 412-928-9370. That's 412-928-9370. Would love to get your thoughts on that, plus some breaking news coming up. But first, a Charlie headline.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of...
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Shop up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure during the Black Friday sneak peek sale going on right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speed Test. So MLB fans are connected from home to home plate. With the most advanced 5G, the most towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever, you can keep up with your teams on the road, overseas, and even off the grid. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Based on analysis by Ookla Speed Test Intelligence Data, 1H2025, compatible device and plan required for T-Satellite. See details at T-Mobile.com.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck.
I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto Owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if Auto Owners makes sense for you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.